The most difficult and obnoxious presenter I've ever worked with is James Corden. And I was asked by his production company, would I be willing to direct a challenge that was going to be part of their A League of Their Own show. So I'm there, and we're getting set, and I'm taking all the camera guys through the positions. This is how we're going to film it. This is how we're going to do the audio, blah, 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 blah. Enjoying it. We're enjoying ourselves. Everyone's been really receptive. Everyone's on board. And then I started noticing there's like a creeping sense of sort of anxiety. And then it comes to the time that, right, we need to get this done now. And we have to, all we had to film was the reveal of who had won. The chef is going to pick the winner. And I got all the camera crew around, and we had a huddle to discuss how do we shoot this in 5 minutes. We're working it out. We were working it out to save time when old Buggerlugs pipes up. What the f*** is going on here? It's obvious what you do. You put a camera there, you put a camera there, you put a camera there, and you put a camera there. He comes up, shows his dish, goes back to his table. He comes up, shows his dish, goes back to his table. And you do it like this. It's so obvious how you shoot it. It's stupid. And I'm like, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right, guys. Let's just do that. That's the best thing to do. And they're all looking at me like that. Because that's obviously how we're going to shoot it. We know what we're doing, right? And he was late 45 minutes from his schedule. And I'd have had him done in six. So cheers, James. You got your way. Well done. Well done for treading all over my toes. I don't care. I'll get paid at the end of the day. And I hope I never, ever work for you again.